are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning in studio, Mike Mueller. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we've got something fun that we want to share with people. You are part of the Oahe Wheelman Cycling Club.
That is correct. We're the bicycling club here in Pier and Fort Pier communities.
So you've got some things coming up. You've got a meeting tomorrow, but some events ahead this summer, too, we want to let people know about.
Yeah, that's true. The weather's getting nicer, although a little windy still, but it's time to get those bikes out. And so every spring, we have an annual meeting for our club, and that is tomorrow night at 6:30 at Drifters. Calling it a meeting is a bit of a stretch. It's mostly just a social where we visit about some rides and events we want to do, some group rides perhaps where we get together and ride, but it's mostly just about the social part of that rather than a meeting.
So it would be really great for people who are not familiar with the club. They'd like to learn a little bit more about it, and maybe they want to get involved. This would be a good time for them to come on out.
Yeah, it would be a great introduction to it, and I should explain that the club is about bicycling of all types and all skill levels. It's not just for those hardcore racers, but whether you're just in for a neighborhood ride to get some ice cream, or you want to race, or where you ride, whether it's mountain bike or on the road or in the neighborhood, we'd love to have you stop by and check it out, because it becomes a great social activity as well as good recreation for you.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got some events coming up here in June. Is going to kick things off for events.
Yeah, we've got two long-standing events that we host each year. Both of those will be in June this year. On Saturday, June 4th, is the Laframboy Island Bike Race, and that's been a favorite for a couple of decades here in town. And then a couple of weeks later, on Saturday, June 25th, is the Tour to Oahe, which is a big road fondo event that we've hosted here for a number of years as well.
Very nice. Now, the first one, which is a mouthful. Now, what type of race is that one?
Well, we race on the Laframboy Island trails, and you are welcome to ride anything that you bring. So we've had mountain bikes, we've had cyclocross bikes, fat tire bikes, whatever you, it's a run what you brung kind of a race.
Nice. So pretty wide open.
Yeah. And it's a categorized lap race. And so you can do one to four laps. Each lap is about 5.7 miles. So based on how far and how hard you want to go, that's the number of laps you do, and you compete with those in the same category of race.
Okay, interesting. So that one is, you said in June, what date is that again?
Yeah, that's Saturday, June 4th.
June 4th.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You can register at oahewheelman.com, and you can do that in advance, have all the paperwork done, and just kind of show up and be ready to ride. You can also just show up that morning before the race and register on site. The races begin at 10:30 for that Laframboy race, but I would suggest you check that out, as well as the other event we'll talk about here in a moment, and the club at oahewheelman.com.
Very nice, and you've got a Facebook page people can follow along with as well.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook group that's where a lot of that fun chatter goes on. We share interesting rides that we may find in the region. Just some interesting tidbits, or like this weekend, I posted a couple of times about the trail conditions at West Shore and then a construction project that popped up on Highway 1806 that may interrupt your riding if you're headed out to the Buffalo Center.
So a nice handy tool if you're getting ready to go out to ride to see anything that might be out there along the way.
Yeah. It's a fun way to share information and kind of keep that community going, even though we may not be riding together.
Excellent. Now, you also mentioned the Tour to Oahe, and we've got Tammy Darnell here with us, and she's a part of that, from what I hear.
Yeah, part of that is a understatement. She does a lot of work for that. So I will let Tammy discuss the Tour to Oahe. It's also one of those fun events we host coming up Saturday, June 25th.
Sounds great. Well, welcome, Tammy. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us a little bit about the Tour to Oahe.
Sure. So the Tour to Oahe, as Mike said, is a road race. So it's mostly road bikes, although you can ride hybrids bikes, a mountain bike, whatever you want to ride. Again, it's mostly just for fun. And for this ride, we actually have three options that you can have. We have a 67-mile ride. So it's a little bit more than a metric century this year. We have a medium route, which is 40 miles, and then we have a short route, which is 15 miles. Do you mind if I talk about what the routes entail?
Not at all.
Okay, so I'll start with the shorter one. The 15-mile ride is around the Owyhee Dam recreational area, the downstream area. So you go through the campgrounds, go up the back of the face of the dam, across the face of the dam, and come back down. That ride across the face of the dam is kind of our signature since we're the Tour to Owyhee. For the medium route, you follow that same beginning, going around the campgrounds, come up across the face of the dam, and then you go out on 1806 out to Shanty Creek, where you turn around. There will be an aid station there, and that's where you would turn around and come back in and take that easy ride down the hill at the end. The longer ride, like I said, it's a little bit more than a metric century this year. You follow that same route, but you go past Shanty Creek then all the way to the end of the pavement, so you get to the gravel road. There's buffalo. The last time we had it out there, we got to see some buffalo herds, so that was really cool.
Nice.
And so you stop there for an aid station, and then you come back in and come back down to the Owyhee Dam.
Sounds like some really fantastic routes.
They're a lot of fun. There's definitely some challenging hills in there, but everything you go up, you get to come down.
That's the nice thing, yes.
Yep.
the hard part on the way, and then you get a little bit of a break on the way back.
Yep.
Very nice. Now, if folks are interested in being part of any of those routes, how do they get registered for that?
So again, just like Laframboy Island Race, you can go to Owyhee Willman under events and get to the registration from there, or you can go to tourtoowyhee.com. It will redirect you right back to that same space, and you can register there.
Fantastic. Sounds like some fun for the cyclists out there. You know, like you said, those that are hardcore, those that just enjoy getting out and, you know, taking a recreational ride.
Yep. And do you mind? So also, we have a little bit of other fun activities with this. The night before, we have a packet pickup and social for riders to come and have a, you know, just a little bit of social time and visit with the other riders on the route. And then after the event, we have a lunch. It's pulled pork and watermelon and potato salad. Mick Ultra sponsors, they provide us some beer. So it's an opportunity for all the riders to get together and talk about the ride.
Very nice. Yeah, it's always good to have that fellowship and be able to swap stories and, you know, kind of catch up with folks maybe that you haven't seen since the last time you did the ride. So, excellent. If people want to find out more, where's the best way to find out about the race?
Again, if you go to owyheewheelman.com or tourtoowyhee.com, it will take you to that place. And we're also on Facebook at Facebook/tourtoowyhee.
Very nice. So, thank you for stopping in. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we encourage folks to get signed up for that. And of course, just be part of the club. And you got the meeting tomorrow night. We want to remind folks about it. It's going to be at Drifters.
Yeah, 6:30 Wednesday night at Drifters. Everyone is welcome to come check it out. Membership in our club is free. There's really no obligation other than to just come have fun. And as you could tell by both Tammy and I, we're really big on the social part. It's the after ride stuff that's a lot of fun for us.
Very nice. So if you're interested, stop on out and see what it's all about. And maybe you'll get hooked and be part of the group going forward.
Yeah, it's always fun to ride together.
Yes, it surely is. Well, thank you for stopping in, both of you. I'm sure they will be well-attended events, as from what I hear, they have been in the past. So we'll keep that moving, and we'll have you back when we get closer to some of those events.
Excellent. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Mike. There's Mike Mueller and Tammy Darnell joining us this morning on this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates.